Blog Talk Radio.
Project JTSX.
We make money. Pay attention.
Are you ready to throw down for the weekend? We've got the perfect show for you. This is 30 Minutes with Jason Kelly on Blog Talk Radio. 347-857-2310 or blogtalkradio.com/JKFX4Life. And now, your number one Top Gun, the man, the myth, the legend,
Jason Kelly. That's right. Sure. Come on. Uh-huh. Yeah. Let's go. PM on a Friday, you know it's time for 30JK to be on the air.
I am Jason Kelly. And what you just heard right now, very good friend of mine, Shelly Kasana, a.k.a. Baby Funk, telling you to turn it up. And that's exactly what we're going to do right now at 347-857-2310. That's 347-857-2310 or blogtalkradio.com/JKFX4Life. JKFX, the number 4, L-I-F-E, all capital, all one word. Spread the word, and you know that's word. And here we go, right here, right now, in this very studio. We have the one and only Baby Funk tearing it up. The Princess of Funk is taking it over right here. Come on with it.
What's going on, Jay?
Oh, my gosh, I do not believe it. And the phone lines are already lit up wanting to talk to you. I'm not going to waste any time. We're going to start off with a few minutes on your background for those tuning in.
Okay.
And for those of you who are new to Baby Funk and listening to her, here we go.
Okay, so I was born in Honolulu, Hawaii, came from a musical family. My father was a vocalist and a musician, too, a guitarist. And my older sister, Michelle, we had a group together called Sweet Soul. So we played all types of in events. I opened for concerts such as the Pointer Sisters, Belinda Carlisle, Beach Boys. Did some events with the CNC Music Factory and a whole bunch of others. And
wow.
So it was quite interesting. Yeah, I grew up in a very musical family. 24/7, it was music. You know, I was taught by my father. My mom, she was more, she sang too, but she was more like the captain, the one that put me, you know, straight. She'll tell it like it is. You know, if
okay.
I'm not, yeah, exactly. You know, so, you know, growing up even in school, you know, from a little child from 5 years old all the way up through high school, my father would go to the school, play his guitar, and I would sing. So the first song I ever sang was, I was 5 years old, and it was Ben by Michael Jackson.
Oh, Motown in the house, baby.
Yes. And so although Hawaii is predominantly Hawaiian music, I was drawn to soul music. That, you know, soul has no color, and so that
right.
was my heart, and I needed to
Definitely.
Follow that, you know, especially what
to
our Heavenly Father
has
given to me, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's what I
yep.
have to go with.
To all my Hawaiian friends, I say to you, aloha and chi-hoo.
That's right.
Yeah, baby. 347-857-2310. 347-857-2310. Shelly Kasana and Baby Funk turning it up. Princess of Funk taking it over, y'all. Yo, check this out. I read that you started at 5 years old.
Yes. Yes, I started at five, singing with my father, you know,
yeah.
watching, you know, till this day, you know, my dad still performs in,
uh-huh.
in Hawaii. Yeah, as well. So, you know, get on the phone with them every day, and my mom and dad, and we talk about what's going on with the music world and industry, and I feel so blessed that I'm able to do that, you know, with them, and, you know, they can follow my musical journey because they know exactly what I've ever wanted, and that's what I've wanted.
Wow. Stone City Band, Rick James and the Stone City Band. How did you hook up with them?
Well, with Stone City Band, you know, I met them about going on almost 5 years ago. You know, went in, you know, met them. I didn't know they were really looking for anyone, you know, and I went in there and I did my thing, you know, and after that it was just, you know, the rest is history. You know, that's my Funk Brothers for life. I love them. I'm honored, you know, to be with them. And, you know, I'm still currently, of course, with them, touring with them and keeping the legacy of the legendary Tina Marie alive. You know, she just had a birthday. You know, happy
oh,
birthday
yeah.
to my say happy birthday to my beautiful funk soul sister. I know she's doing, you know, doing her thing in the heavenly skies. And she inspired me, you know, throughout my career, you know, and so many people also have mentioned that my voice sounds very similar to her.
To Lady
T. So I'm quite honored.
Fire, baby.
Yes. Yeah. And so, you know, I'm
and
honored.
And you burn me up within your flame.
Now, Jay, you know you have to walk up on stage and sing with me right now. Did you just audition for me?
Well, you could say that, yeah.
And I'm going to hold you to it too, Jay.
Well, if you're in Texas and you see me, come on with it.
Yes. I most definitely will. You know,
come on with it.
And you know, and what was so awesome about this is that when I met, which he's also the musical director of Original Stone City Band, and he's a P-Funk alumni, Detroit bassist, songwriter, producer, bassist Jimmy Ali. You know, when
uh-huh.
he first met, when I first met him years ago, and he said, you know, I let him listen to all my original stuff and everything, and he was just like, you know who you remind me of? You know, you remind me of Tina, and I never really thought that because I was just being me. I was singing from me. I was being me. And so that was wonderful to hear, you know, because it stems coming to Las Vegas. You know, I was actually had a management contract with Mervyn Dash, Regina Bell's manager. So I worked on it was pretty awesome. You know, I worked on original material with Amir from Kool & the Gang, my very dear friend.
Oh, man, Kool & the Gang, I love those guys. Joanna, I love you. Yeah, baby. 716 number. Yes, thank you. 716 number in the place to be. We're going to get to that now. And it's Dodie JK on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Jason Kelly. I'm on the air, and so are you. Hello?
Yes.
Hello, you're on the air with Jason. Well, we'll call back. All right, let's try this one. 929 number with Baby Funk. You're on 30JK. My name is Jason Kelly. On the air, and so are you. Hello?
Yes.
Whoa. I guess they dropped out on us. Call back, y'all. Call back. All right. George Clinton, C, Conspiracy Entertainment, The Atomic mm-hmm. Dog. Tear the roof off. We come to tear the roof off the mother sucker. We tear the roof off the sucker. We tear the roof off. We come to tear the roof off the mother sucker. We tear the roof off the sucker. What about it?
All right. So basically how I got together with, you know, of course, the godfather of funk, legendary George Clinton, was actually through my Detroit bassist, Jimmy Ali. He's a P-Funk alumni. And then he also introduced me to who is now my manager. And he is just one amazing person. His name is Ron Dunbar, Grammy Award winning writer, producer. He's, of course, are you familiar with Band of Gold?
Oh, Frida Payne?
Yes.
Oh, that song, Since You've Been Gone, all
mm-hmm.
that's left is a band of gold. That one?
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
Wrote,
wow.
And he's also wrote, oh, my goodness, so much to mention. And I'm very honored to be working with him as well. It stemmed from Jimmy Ali introduced me to him. We all got together. We recorded our music. Mr. Dunbar presented it to George, of course, and I became their diamond in the rough.
Wow.
That's and George Clinton excellent. Is also, yeah, George Clinton, his grandson is also on my single, Diamond in the Rough. He's great.
Wow. Now, tell me about Uncut, please.
Okay, now, Uncut, the Uncut album is a variety of basically R&B and funk. You know, funk, soul, and R&B. That's my whole thing in my baby funk brand.
And a little bit of hip-hop in there because you rap,
and little,
too.
And a little
I
bit of hip-hop, of course. Yes, and of course that. So it's a mixture. You know, in Hawaii, we consider it as a stir-fry. So it's an all mixture of different genres all compiled into one because that's who I am. You know, I'm about the funk. I'm about the soul. I'm about the R&B. You know, with a little twist and spice of the hip hop.
Now, who says island girls can't do funk?
That's right. I know that's right.
Yeah, man.
That is right.
All right, hold on a second, baby funk. 716
okay.
Coming back in, and we are going to test it out right now. Who am I speaking to on 30JK? My name is Jason Kelly. You're with Baby Funk on the air, and so are you. Hello, you're on the air. This is Jason. Hello? Yes? Hey, what's up? You got a question for Baby Funk? You're breaking up, sir. Can you call back a little bit? Hold on. Wow.
Wow.
Everybody loves to talk to you, but their phones are breaking up here. But the
oh.
show got to go.
Okay.
All right, 929 number. Let's try it again. 30JK on the air, and so are you. My name is Jason Kelly. You're with Baby Funk, Shelly Cassana.
Well, good afternoon, Jason. Good afternoon, Shelly. Much love to you both.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
And thank you for keeping funk alive.
Thank you. I appreciate
baby.
That. Funk for life.
And who am I speaking with here?
My name is Stuart Gray from Harlem, USA.
Hey, hey.
Yes.
And I just wanted to say I can't wait for the new product to come out and the new stuff to be heard all around the world.
Thank you. Thank you, Stuart. I appreciate that wholeheartedly.
So the world
and do you
is
have
waiting.
A yeah, baby. Hey, you got a question for Baby Funk while I have you on the line?
Well, probably who else do you listen to and who else do you respect besides Tina? Who else do you, you know,
who's
are you
also my inspiration
to?
As well?
Yeah, inspirational.
Yeah. Well, you know, of course, everybody knows Tina. And but growing up as well in the house, although Hawaii, of course, is predominantly Hawaiian music, but I was listening to Marvin Gaye, Gladys Knight, Patti LaBelle, Aretha Franklin, Natalie Cole, Etta James. Wow, you know, the list goes on. And that's where my heart was, you know, because I felt that you know, when you're a vocalist and you touch someone's soul, that's the best thing in life, you know, that you could ask for. That, you know, that's the gift that you get back from
Definitely.
People.
Definitely.
You know, and those were my inspirations.
Well, that's not a bad group at all.
No, not at all. And of course, I love my Donny Hathaway. Goodness.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
Man,
no doubt.
He's a very, very instrumental in who I listen to. And, you know, he'll make a person cry on the spot.
Most
yeah,
definitely.
He'll just touch you in the right spot, and it'll just take over you, you know.
Most
and
definitely.
That's what vocalists should do, actually. They, you know, it's not about singing. You know, it's about how you touch people as well through your music.
Well, now, when do they anticipate your first record coming out?
Well, I spoke with my manager, Mr. Ron Dunbar, and right now they are working on the release date, ready to be launched. It'll definitely be posted up on my page, but I will definitely keep all my listeners, all my fans and future fans, you know, I love you all, and I appreciate all the love and support from each and every one of you from my heart.
Well, we know your heart's into this, so.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling, and keep on rocking, keeping the funk alive, all right?
All right, no problem. You take care.
All right, man. Bye-bye for now, all right? All right, we're going to get another number in here. It's going to be 929 and Jason Kelly, and you're on the air with Baby Funk.
Yes, hello?
Let's try another number here.
Okay.
816 is with us right here. And Jason Kelly's my name, Fun is my forte. You are talking to Baby Funk on 30JK.
Baby Funk, this is your brother Leroy in Kansas City.
What's going on, Leroy?
How you doing, sugar?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Yeah, I saw the posting. This is the only way I can hear the show, I suppose, because you guys don't air here in Kansas City.
Oh, okay.
But I just want to say, since you got listeners and everything, our radio station, I'm glad you put my sister on. I'm telling you, this girl, y'all need to quit comparing her to Tina Marie. Yes, the girl can sing. She can blow. And, yes, she does sound like Tina Marie. But Baby Funk has proven herself now. She stands alone. There's no more Tina Marie. Jimmy Ali, are you there too?
We're actually in the studio.
Oh, okay. Is Jimmy there with you?
Yeah, we're actually in the studio. That's where I'm calling from.
All right. I'm not going to take up too much time, but Jimmy, I can smell your feet from here, brother.
What up, Jimmy?
Yeah.
That's my man. I love him.
I love all you guys. I look forward to you guys coming to Kansas City. I was just talking to a buddy of mine who knows some promoters and what have you. If you guys are interested, I'm going to look into that for you.
Wonderful, man. Yeah, we love you too, bro. We love all the positive stuff that you're dropping down on us, man. It's real good stuff, man. Keep it up, man. We're looking forward to connecting with
you. It's easy to say positive things when you see positive things. Amen?
That's right. There you go.
All right. So y'all
I love it when you talk like that. Keep it up.
All right, my brother. All right. It's good talking to you guys.
Thank you, Leroy. Thank you for calling.
All right. All right, my brother.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Leroy. Love you.
You bet. Love you too, sister.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my gosh. Man. Jimmy Ali, you are the man.
He went back to
the
studio,
Jimmy.
Actually, Jace. we took a break on recording because I had schedule set up with you, of course, with my wonderful brother, and I said, yeah,
why
so
not?
We took a break. Yeah, and he went to the studio, so he's back in the studio now. So I'm in the other part of the room.
Oh, okay. Man. Anything you want to say to your Hawaiian counterparts out there and your Japanese counterparts?
Well, I'd like to say arigato gozaimasu to all my Nihonjin tomodachis, and keep the funk alive. And then I'll also like to send a big mahalo nui loa for my wonderful island people, the state of Hawaii. My heart is there, but music is universal.
Correct that. Hashtag funk is universal.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Funk is universal. You got that right.
Hey, 30JK Nation, let me tell you this right now. You have got to hashtag that. Funk is universal. F-U-N-K is universal. And that's funk with capital letters. Holla at your boy. Man, it is Friday. I love me some Baby Funk. Hey, what other songs should we expect to hear other than Turn It Up, which is now, I consider that your theme song.
That is, that I'm not being biased, but that is one of my favorites. But, you know, but I have Diamond in the Rough, which is scheduled to be my single. And that
mm-hmm.
is to George Clinton's grandson, Treze, and he's amazing. He's doing a little awesome rap on that, which is excellent. I love him to pieces. He's my little funk brother. And then we also have amazing power ballads that's just because, you know, baby girl, baby funk can be funkin' all the time. You know, I'm also a lover girl. So
okay.
Can be funkin'.
Or to
but
Tina.
Yes, but I'm also love. I'm also about love, so I have my power ballads. And then I also have one of my amazing song called Will You Ever Love Me? I mean, that is my heart. I mean, that song is the true voice of me.
Wow.
That song is just amazing, and I co-wrote that with bassist Jimmy Ali, which he's also a co-writer, you know, with Mr. Dunbar and myself. And also I would like to give a special shout out to my funk brother. I love him to pieces, Mark Love. He's also
from Stone City.
Yes. He's also co-writing on a few songs and also doing my backgrounds as well.
Ooh. Awesome.
Yeah, and yes, and in
please,
real love.
Please send me those songs, man. I want to hear how you sound on them.
Okay, I most definitely will.
I will give you the email.
Yes.
I will give you my email, and I will definitely want you to send them to me. I want to hear from you.
Okay.
Seriously.
Yeah, those songs I lay my heart out. I mean, that's truly all of me that's on that CD. That's I gave everything I got.
Oh, wow. 732 on the air with Jason Kelly. This is 30JK and Shelly Cassana. You are on the air.
Hi, Jay. It's Chris Kennedy. How are you, man? Hi, Shelly.
How you doing, CK? What's up?
Hi, how are you, Chris?
Fabulous. Thank you, both of you.
I'm doing
good, thank you. Glad you're doing good. Real quick, I just wanted to say I hashtagged Funk is Universal and all cat, my friends.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby, yeah.
Yeah.
And I just
want to
say hi, and you have great music, Shelly. And good
thank
luck
you.
With everything.
Oh,
no
thank
problem.
You. Thank you, my sister. I really appreciate that. Much love to you.
Much love to you, too, my friend. And good peace, Brother Jay.
You got it, my man. As always, much love.
Thank you. Much love to you, too, my friend.
Hey, call me tonight, man. We will be talking.
I will. I have to.
All right,
man.
I'll catch you later, okay?
Much love
you too,
to
man.
You, Chris.
Much love to you, too, Shelly. Take care.
Take care.
All right, bye, y'all.
You too.
Okay, Baby Funk.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Kelly is about to get up out of here, but I got to hear you sing a little something before we go. Let's
okay.
See.
Okay. Let me see.
What do you think?
Okay, I will do, Jay?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I will sing a little snippet, just a little teaser of Will You Ever Love Me?
Okay, go ahead. Let's hear it.
Okay. Are you ready for me? Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Baby Funk with a little something just for y'all. Here we go.
All right. Do you remember when we so much in love? I thought it would last forever. When you held me close and you reached into my soul, I just lose control whenever you're around. Don't want to let you go. Okay?
Wow, that's awesome. Man, Baby Funk, you definitely rock this show. Everybody should listen to it. Everybody should spread the word and make that stuff viral. Seriously. Hey, listen, like I said, I will give you my email address to send the audio, and I want to hear it. Definitely.
Okay. You got it, brother.
All right. I'll see you soon.
All right. Thank you so much, Jay. Love you so much.
You got it, Baby Funk. Aloha.
And,
aloha.
Keep it funky, y'all.
You better believe it. Bye.
All right.
All right. That's it for 30JK. I loved this show. Man, we need to do it again. And we will do it again tomorrow at this same time as we welcome Thomas Trautman of Zap. You don't want to miss it. We'll talk about Sawyer on YouTube, his new project, Picture Perfect, and the legacy that is Zap. Can you dig it, baby? Can you dig it? Until the next time I see you and hear from you, you know what I always say, horns up. Head up, keep your chin up, because that's what True Blue Devils always do all day, all night, all the time. And always keep in touch on my Facebook page, my YouTube page, my Twitter page, all that stuff, because you know why? I'm everywhere. That's why. And that's why I rock your box every weekend. Keep it old school rolling, and until we see you next time here on the J one more time, you remember that it's a JK thing. Sissy, I'll see you on the flip side. Later, we gone.